Thank you, Tara.
Oh, here's Mario. All right. Thank you, Mario.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Hannah. How are you doing today?
Hey. Good. How are you?
Another day in paradise. It's almost Friday, so I'm a little excited for that.
Very excited.
Yes. I know that, you know, for the most part, all I do is talk to... I'm sorry. Say what now?
I'm sorry. This pollen has got me. It's all messed up.
Oh, you got the allergies going. Okay.
Yeah.
No, oh, sorry to hear that. Some Allegra would do you good.
I completely forgot to take mine this morning, so that's why.
Hannah, I'm going to try to make this pretty brief and straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Holt in a day, you guys are doing hauling, I'm assuming, correct?
Yes. Junk removal.
Okay. Are you working alone? Do you have help? I mean, how are you operating?
For the most part, by myself. I'll have my stepdad as I need him for, you know, bigger, heavier jobs.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Perfect. So if a job is a little overwhelming, you definitely would be able to get help.
Right, right.
Okay. Here's the question I want to ask and be very straightforward with this, Hannah. Are you in a position now where if you were to start receiving work opportunities from the platform on Google, are you able to handle more clients?
I'm sorry?
I said if you were to start receiving work opportunities coming from Google, are you able to handle more business right now?
Yes. I just started up this week. So I actually have nothing yet.
Oh, so you're brand new.
I'm brand new.
Wow, okay. Well, it sounds like we came in at the we don't perfect. Normally come across too many companies that are brand new, so that's pretty awesome. Okay. So this is what we're proposing, Hannah. We're proposing to put Halt It a Day on the first page of Google, right alongside of like Junk King, Columbia, Corley Compound, AB Hauling and Dump Services, Get It Gone, Hire a Tradie, and Dumpster Mule. Not sure if you heard of any of those companies before.
I think last time when I did a search, I kind of maybe came across one or two of them.
Okay. Well, these companies, they're doing the same work that you're doing, Hannah. The only difference is that because these companies are paying to be on that first page of Google, that's what's keeping them busy. Right? It has nothing to do that they're doing better work than you or nothing of that nature. The simple fact that their first options on Google is what keeps these companies occupied, and that's where we would be placing Halt It a Day on that first page of Google. Okay. Now,
right.
You just started the company, so I'm assuming you haven't got to a place where you're doing or where you have a website just yet.
No, I do not. Not yet.
Okay. Having a business, and I say this with all due respect, Hannah, definitely goes with the website. It's almost like hand by hand, right? I mean, why? Because everyone wants to, you know, go on the website. That's where they can get your schedule. That's where they can set up an appointment. That's where they can see some of the work you've done. Obviously, it's very ideal to run a business to have your own website. The reason that I'm asking this question is because part of the service that we offer, we would be able to build a website for you, and we wouldn't charge you anything additional for that. It's already included within the company, within the business that we provide, okay, to build a website for you. And there, I'll send you a sample site so you can have an idea of what I'm referring to. Let me know if you got this. I just sent over a text message, Hannah. Did you receive it? Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So this is a website that we would build for the company, right? For Halt of the Day. It would be www.haltoftheday.com. And then right there where it says business name, that's where we would put your company name. And then right under that, where it says services, this is where we would list what services that you offer the public. Like here, this company does junk removal, environmental cleaning, it corroborates with different cleanup crews. I mean, there's whatever it is that you do, right? Whether you're doing offices, I mean, whatever it is that you do, we'll list that on the website, okay? Because that's how clients are going to find you, Hannah, by typing in the service that they're looking for at the time that they're looking, okay? Now, how far outside of Irmo are you willing to go for customers?
As of right now, I just have, like, my Angie's List set up at about 40 to 50 miles.
About an hour?
It's kind of based just off of, you know, further I drive, so I'm going to have to tap on a little bit extra for further drive. As long as that customer is okay with it, I'm fine with doing it.
Okay, perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay, sounds very good. Now, aside from us building you a website, we would put you on the first page of Google with the keywords, which is the services that you offer. That's how you'll pop up on the first page. Do you have any social media set up for the business yet, Hannah?
I don't. Since I just started, I don't have any pictures. I don't have anything. That's why I haven't done a website
or anything. Okay. No worries. We can use generic pictures for now since you don't have any. And then obviously once you start getting your customers and doing the work, you can start taking pictures. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Now, the other service that's included within our package is to place you on Apple. Apple works directly with Google. So we will list you on Apple, where people use Safari and Alexa. That's already included within the service as well. Okay.
Okay.
Regardless, I mean, the real golden ticket here, if I'm going to be very straight with you, Hannah, is that first page of Google. I mean, that's going to be the game changer. And then obviously having your own website. Okay.
Right.
Now, the pricing for the service, let's get into that portion, which is another important factor, right? You want to know how much the services is.
Yes.
You know, obviously, no, it's true. I get it. You know, when people talk about Google, everyone is always, it's funny, always people, I get assume that it's going to be so expensive because they know Google works. But the monthly pricing is actually only $299 per month, Hannah. That's it.
$299?
Yeah, $299 a month. Okay. And then regardless of how many calls you get, how many leads you get, that $299 will never change. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead, I'm listening.
Okay. So basically, just $299 I get on the front page.
That's correct.
Someone Googles it.
That's correct. When people search on Google for anything that has to do with junk removal, you'll be one of those top recommended options. That's correct.
And besides helping build a business page, really what else?
Yeah, so besides doing the GBP, which is the Google Business Profile, and building it for you, we would also run ads on Facebook for you. Okay, and that's already included because Google works directly with Facebook. Okay, so we would help you create a profile on Facebook because Facebook is being very successful right now, where it's just going off the chains, giving people a lot of work opportunities. So we'll make sure that on Facebook, when somebody goes on Facebook, whether it's to look at their friends or the news, while they're scrolling, Halt a Day will pop up on their feed as an ad. Right, like basically a commercial. I don't know if you've been on Facebook before and you're just scrolling through your friends and then suddenly you get like a commercial, an ad pop up for like, you know, electricians, plumbers, or people that cut grass. Yeah,
on that.
Same exact concept, but it would be for Halta Day. And believe me, it is doing phenomenal right now. People are loving that feature because this is what Google calls retargeting. So just very quickly, Hannah, the way that that works, let's say somebody is on Google and they're looking for junk removal or anything of the services that you offer. That same person, when they're at home just chilling, looking at their Facebook, they're going to have ads pop up on their phone for Halta Day. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah, so we would retarget those customers because it has been very successful when they did not click on your profile on Google for us to remind them, hey, I know you needed junk removal. Here's Halta Day. Okay? Right. And that's how that works.
Is that the absolute lowest claim?
I can ask because you know what? There's also a setup charge of $99 to get the ball rolling. But obviously, I know it's something you want and you're a new business. And I know that being on the first page, having your own website, being on social media, it's going to be a game changer for Halta Day. So let me ask my director. Her name is Amy. If there's something that we can do as far as the pricing. I mean, I can't promise anything, Hannah, but at least I can ask. I mean, what's the worst they can say is no, right?
Right. Yeah, $2.99 for me right now is just it's not feasible.
Yeah, I get it. And it's actually $3.98 to get started today. That's the original price because you pay it's a $99 setup charge. But let me ask, I mean, like I said, if there's something that we can do, but here's one thing I could tell you, Hannah, that once you try the services on Google, you're not going to need to pay for anything else because everybody and their mother uses Google. Like I'm sure even yourself, when you Google something or you're looking for an address or a restaurant, I mean, what do you use?
Right, Google.
Right.
I definitely understand that. Maybe one day I'll be able to do that, but that's just.
No, I get it. Don't worry. I mean, let me at least ask and see what it is that we can do, but. Let's see here. Bear with me one second. Because the return on investment, I mean, it pays for itself. And what you want is you want to start building that flow of customers that call you consistently, right? I mean, that's what you want, you know, to have your consistent flow, your consistent route. And that's what Google does. It helps you create that flow. Give me one quick second. Yeah, the thing, the difference between Angie's List, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, which are all third-party vendors, is that they sell leads, Anna. So they charge you per lead. They charge you per lead, and then many times, and I don't want to talk bad about any other company, but I hear it so many times from people that are with these companies that are very disappointed because they say the leads are just either bogus or people that are just asking for questions. They don't turn into jobs, yet you still got to pay for it just because you accepted the lead, you know. And then one of the main things that happens here is that same lead that they send you, they'll send over to about 8 or 9 others that do the same thing you do, and then everybody is, like, competing for that customer. And the difference on Google is that you're not going to share any leads and the customers are going to call you directly. So when the customer is calling you, it's because in their mind, they need your service, right? That's why they got on Google and that's why they called somebody on that first page, right? So this is what we can do, Hannah. My director, Amy, just got back to me. She said I explained to her that you're a brand new business. She said you're looking to jump on board and get that Google profile, you know, have your own website for us to do the ads on social media because that's included,
mm-hmm.
to put you on Apple because we include that as well for Siri and Alexa and the artificial intelligence are included as well. We can waive that $99 setup charge, and then we can do a monthly basis for you at $249. Okay, and that's with all the services included, including the website. I'm going to be frank with you, Hannah. Having your company anywhere on the internet without a website, again, don't take this in a bad way. It's just not a great idea, because the first thing that people look for is the company's website.
I'm going to sort of disagree with you on that one.
Okay, no worries. I mean, we're talking about the Google platform, maybe, or when you're doing lead generation, people really, you know, they're just sending over the leads, so it might be a little bit different on the lead generation portion of it. But, you know, when you want to build your company in a reputable state, right, you always want the presence on the internet to look as professional as possible. I guess that's what I was heading with that.
Right, okay. Maybe one day, I'll get there, but as of right now, I'm not going to do that right now.
Okay. I mean, is there a particular reason that, I mean, you would hold back, from moving forward?
A few different things. I'm already on one site. And it's just mostly me. So I'm already getting, you know, a set amount of customers a month. And then I'm also doing other ways of going about it. And the money is just not feasible right now on top of that. One day I'll be ready to expand a little bit more.
Okay, no worries. Then we'll circle back around maybe sometime in the future when things are a little better for you, and then we'll take it from there.
That sounds great.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.